Bartim lochem mochas a shabbos. Miyoy ma'iyachem esoy ma'atzmifo sheva shabbos es tmimo es tiyeno. Mochas a shabbos, mochas yuntuk shal Pesach. Stat svius ha'oymer, and that's the tkufa which we're in now. Ad mimochras ha'shabbos ha'shviz tisperu chamishim yoyim v'ikravtem mincha chadosh al Hashem. Shev ha'shabbos is tmimois, is 49 days. Then the Pasuk Lechayra says to count 50 days. Dr. Ashi, that Ad mimochras ha'shabbos ha'shvi is tisbu. V'lo yad bichlam. V'ein aboin v'tisha yoy. The be'entzim, there's a comma after tisbu. Chamishin yoyim v'ikravtim mincho chador shel Hashem. B'yoyim ha'chamishin takrivua. And the way the trop go on Tisbu is a Timcha, and that's a Mabdil. Tisbu Chamishim Yoyim. If it would be that we're supposed to count 50 days, it would be a Mercha Timcha with Chamishim. Tisbu Chamishim Yoyim. Of it, where the Pasuk reads with the Trot, Ad Mimorchas HaShabbos HaShvi is Tisbu Chamishim Yoyim V'ikravtem Mincha Chadosh El Hashem. Rashi writes Lois, it's Lufi Rashi, Be'etzim told we can't count the Yom HaChamishim. We count 49 days. We get to the Yom HaChamishim. The Yom HaChamishim is not Bechlal the sphere. Ad Veloyat Bechlal. You can't count Chamishim. 49 is Gematria Midot. Something which is mugbal, which is clear, a misbar, something which you count, something which is defined. Chamishim is lemala min amido. Chamishim is a new bechina. Therefore, we get the matora of sphere side. To be so fair, what we can do, 49. Then we get to the bechina of Yom HaChamishim. Yom HaChamishim is the Ma'ala Min HaTeva. The Ramban, later on in the parasha, Pasuk Lamed Vav, the Ramban explains what the Pasuk means. It says Shivas Yomim Takrivu Ishel Hashem by Sukkis, by Yom Hashmini Mikra Kodesh Yelochem, V'kravtim Ishel Hashem, Atzeres Hi, Komleches Avodah Lo'Sasu. On Shavuos you have the 7 days of Yom Tov, and Yom Hashmini is Atzeres. Look the Ramban. It's a pachat to say anything. The Ramban is mas here in the Hakdome. If you know what you're talking about, then you can learn it. If you don't, but don't say. There's a tzushtel, whatever he means here, you can take out a mashahu to our Rashi. It says Atzeres is a bechina of Shom Neetzah HaKoel. V'tziva b'chag ha-matzois Shiva yomim b'kdusha lifneim el-achreim k'kulam k'doishim u'besoicham Hashem. The Yom Tov shel Pesach is 7 days, They're all kedoshim b'soichem Hashem. It's interesting. Umenei mimenu tishav arboim yoim. And then you count from Pesach 49 days, Shiva Shavuos, Kimei Olam, 7 weeks like the 7 days of Bereishis, the Kaddish Yom Shmini, Kishmini Shel Chag. And then you Mekaddish the Bechina Shavuos, which is Bechinas Shmini. Hayomi Masfurim Bein Taim Kechol Shel Moed. He says that Shavuos legabe Pesach is the same thing as Shmini Atzeres legabe Sukkos. Vehu yom matan Torah sheherom boy es ishoy hagdoylo utvorav shomu mitoycho eish ulekach yikru rabbi seinu b'chol mokim chag Shavuos Atzeres. Chazal called Shavuos Atzeres. So Pele, why did they call Shavuos Atzeres? So he says, Atzeres is the Bechinas Yoim HaShmini, and Bechina, let's call it Shmoinos, the Malam in Ateva, after Sheva. And Shavuos comes, is a Bechina of the Malam in Ateva, after the seven weeks, 49 days, which was Soifer. Ki hu ki yoim shmini shel chag shekora kosuv kein. Vaistois, the tachlis of the sphere is to do what we can to count 49 and to arrive at bechinas, this bechina of chamishim, atzeres, shmini, a bechina lemala min ha-teva. Let's come down to earth a bit. Try and understand something maybe a bit more simple, and then maybe we'll understand this a little bit better. Pesach is called Chazal Zman Cheresed. And the daven by Ma'ariv, the Yotzes Amoy Mitoicham Lecheirus Oynam. In Pesach is the Yisod Yitzis Mitzrayim, is the Yisod in Cheirus. And Pesach is the Zman of Cheirus Oynam, Yitzis Mitzrayim. Of Lechoira. A bit schwer. In Ovis, Perik Shishi, the Brisa says as follows: Omre B'shur ben Levi, v'chol yoy v'yoyim paskol yoytzis ma'achoyrei v'machreses v'oymeres oylem nebriyes me'alboyna shol toyer. Kol mi shein oisig v'atur nikon nozim, sh'nema nezim zol v'af chazir ish oyofo v'so astam. V'oymer, v'aluchois ma'is elukim heimo, V'amichtav michtav elokim hu chorus al aluchos al tikri chorus elocheirus she'ein lecho ben choirin elo mi she'oisek v'sal metoira v'cho mi she'oisek v'sal metoira ze mis'ale sh'nevim maton anachli minachli obomis ein lecho ben choirin elo mi she'oisek v'sal metoira. But why is Pesach z'man cheruseinu? Nechorah Shavuos should be Zman Cheruseinu. Hare, we didn't get the Torah on Pesach. We don't have Talmud Torah from Pesach. But why is Pesach Zman Cheruseinu? Why is Pesach Vayotzei Samu Mitoichu Lecheruseinu? Ein lecha bet Torah Ela Misha Oisek Talmud Torah. Shavuos should be Zman Cheruseinu. What's the Bio Hadvarim? First of all, you have to understand, what does it mean, Cheirus? Pesach
We have a chiyuv to eat matzah. Matzah is lechem oni. And the matzah that we eat is zeicher lechayus. Matzah zu shal neoichlim al shum ma al shum dahol yitzir. The lechem oni is the simen of chayus. Shivas yom itoich al matzah is lechem oni kipa chipozeg yatzasa mi mitzrayim. Pasuk says mefurish in Re'ei. The reason why we eat matzah, and matzah's lechem oni, the reason why we eat lechem oni, is al shem di yitzir, ki b'chipozim. As yodua lechem mistomen, the Ibn Ezra, the Ramban, who say that matzah has two sides to it. And Ibn Ezra is made that he was in prison in India, and when he was in prison, they gave him matzah to eat. He says that matzah is a food that you give to avodim, to meshubodim. Why? Because you don't make any fuss, you don't wait till it rises, you don't wait till it's geshmak. You just put together the flour and water, throw it in the oven, and it comes out. And it also not very good for the digestive system, stays in the stomach for a long time, v'chule. That's lechem oni. The God says that the beginning of the Seder, when we say, ho lachmo anyo de'achola avasonu pa'aro de Mitzrayim, goes on this bechina, the matzah that we ate when we were avodim in Mitzrayim. Paro made us eat matzah, gave us matzah to eat, like the Ramban, even Ezra. Says the God, that's why we have the matzah on the table. Of a matzah zushon oichlin al shubo. Why do we eat the matzah? Mitzvah sachilas matzah. That's not to be maskir the amius. That's to be maskir ki bi chipozin yotzonu in Mitzrayim. In other words, the itzim tzura of matzah, that it's matzah, that it's lechem oni, it's not matzah shira, that it's broken. The tzura, we put it on the table, lechem she'oinim olav tvarim harbe, that reminds us of the zman of avdus. But then when it comes to eating, being mekayim the mitzvah's essay of achilas matzah, that's a whole different thing. That's zeicher lechemus. The Maral is a different mahalach. The Maral is bothered by the posuk that says lechem oni, and says the reason why we have lechem oni is ki b'chipozin yotzosa. Doesn't say lechem oni to be zoicha the avdus. The posuk says we eat lechem oni. Where the posuk calls matzah lechem oni, it says it's zoicha lechayus. So the Maral is a whole mahalach, which the ayin in Sefer Gvuras Hashem is brought in the Agoda by Olach Mo'anya, Bekitzer. Over the Yesod of what the Maral says is a very interesting Yesod. He says the etzim fact that matzah is lechem oni is a zeichel lechelus. He has a big kasha on the Ramban. He says, where in the Torah do you find that Paro gave us matzah? You never find that. Doesn't say anywhere. But the Torah, or the Chazal, that the Paro gave us matzah. He says, no, fakert. Matzah itself, because it's lechem oni, is a zeicher to the inyan of chayus.
Why? What is chayrus? Chayrus is when a person has no shibud. When he's all on his own. When he's not meshubed and mechuyev to anyone else. Those people who here, at the end of this month, we spoke about the Sipurnoi, in HaChoydish Hazeh Lochem. The Sipurnoi says, what's the pshat? HaChoydish Hazeh Lochem. What's the chidush? HaChoydish Hazeh Lochem. Says the Sipurnoi, the Kolzman we were avodim to Paroi, time wasn't ours. Our time wasn't ours. We had to do whatever we were told. We woke up in the morning, we had to work. Oh, but now, from Meshchoydish Nisan, HaChoydish Hazeh Lochem, we're now coming out of Avdus, and now time is ours. We're oimid bifnei atzmeinu. We're independent. And we're not meshubed to anything else. And that's chayrus. He says, what's matzah? Matzah is the etzim isa. Matzah is only flour and water. Chometz, you add things. You add yeast, you add machmetzes, matzah ashira, which is no good for lechem oni, no good for the mitzvah matzah, they'll say that. The chometz, but it has additions. It has shemen, it has yayin, there's other things that you add to it. That's not the etzim. It's not the etzim mitzvahs. Once there's other things involved in it, so there are other things being mashpia. Matzah is just the etzim dough. And that's a simon of chayrus. And he says, don't make a mistake. A ben chayrin is an oni. The chayr an oni is not a ben chayrin. He says, they're not talking about the mensch. You get the idea clear. He's talking about the musug of chayrus. In a chanami, an oni, a ben chayrin, an oni, a ben chayrin has to have money so he can lead his life, like he wants to lead his life. An oni v'chiyofen is pukvakez, meshubit to the gvirim, and then the divim, and etc., etc. He said, we're not talking about the mensch, we're talking about the musig of chayrus. What's the musig of chayrus? The musig of chayrus is that a person is completely independent, self-contained. Matzah is the semen of complete independence. Yetzias Mitzrayim was when Klal Yisrael became themselves. HaKadosh Baruch Hu took us out of the matzah of being meshubed to another nation. And we were oimid bifnei atzmeinu. And that's what chayrus is. It's quite interesting. But there are people today celebrating what they call atzmaut, independence. Etzim. And how are they celebrating it? By behaving like goyim. Nie kmo kol ha-goyim. It's lehepech ha-gomor of atzmus, of chayrus. Lehepech ha-gomor. I saw on Mahal al-Arayim that they made their Yom HaZikaron today. To be zoicher, the people who were killed in the wars. I mentioned in one of the Vadi, what do they do? how are we going to remember the people of hell? They blow the siren at 11 o'clock in the morning, and you're supposed to stand still and have 2 minutes of silence. Where did they get this idea from? Where did it come from? In England, they have a Remembrance Day. November the 11th, now they pushed it off to Sunday, next and nearest to November the 11th, 11 o'clock in the morning, they sound the sirens, they're supposed to have 2 minutes silence. Why November the 11th, 11 o'clock in the morning? Because the end of the First World War, they signed the Treaty of Versailles, which ended the First World War, on November the 11th, at 11 o'clock in the morning. It's interesting. Most of you weren't here last week. Last week they had another day, Punkt in Nissen. They wanted to make a Yahrzeit, an Irishkeit, to rise the whole thing in Irishkeit. Anyway, they call it the Yom HaShoah, Yom HaGvura, Yesh Oymin Yom HaShoah, Yesh Oymin Yom HaGvura. It all depends how you look at it. To remember the Holocaust. Then they blow the siren at 10 o'clock in the morning. Why? What's the difference? Racist, exactly. Why, if last week you blow at 10 o'clock in the morning, so why not this week blow at 10 o'clock in the morning? No, because when you remember fallen soldiers, how do they do it in Britain? They do it at 11 o'clock in the morning. So that's the halacha. How do you remember them? Now, for Goyim, it's Gavaldi. 2 minutes, they don't do any avers. They stand still. The ones who stand still, they don't have a whole big fuss of the people who don't stand still and take videos and put it on television. Over here, I move on. There's one heter not to stand still, and that is if you're around the Haredi, then you take a picture of the Haredim walking, or you go Dafka to Meshorim, and then you put that on the television. Array, how terrible these Haredim are. No. It's pathetic. You want to say we're independent? You want to celebrate our independence? Klal Yisrael, Yidden, have to look at a bunch of stupid goyim and copy what they do? Ad kidei kach, I saw today that all over the place they lay wreaths. What's a wreath? It's from a shtik avodah zarah. It's a makari from Greece, from ideas of avodah zarah. That's what you do to remember a mace. All the symbolism of a wreath, ribbono shel olam. That's a yid. Aren't you embarrassed? Where's any type of national pride? Forget. Where's the type of national pride? When the goyim were busy with their reeds, Klal Yisrael had produced, had written, we had it always, had written the Mishnayos and Gemara. And what were these goyim doing? Still painting themselves blue and killing themselves. And they're not much different today. You see them all walking around with their tattoos and the meisters. That's what a yid has to copy. We have no way of remembering a mace. Klal Yisrael don't have any tradition of how to be zoich amazing. We have to look at the goyim. It's the hepech agoma of what chayrus is. Chayrus is to be yourself, not to look over your shoulder and copy another nation. I wonder if any nation in the world says Kaddish when they want to remember Mesim, or they have a, they say Kel Moli Rachamim, but they translate it to their own language, or they light Neiras. Ner Hashem Nishmas Odom, do a Zecher to the Neshama of the Yid. Unbelievable. Soon they'll have their fireworks. Where'd they get that from? The Britain, they can't copy an independent state. There's no such thing in England. Array, they were never Meshubit. They're Great Britain, they were never Meshubit. So I can't have an independent state. So where did I have to copy that from? The Americans, July the 4th. Nebuch. What is Chayrus? Chayrus is when we're Oymit Bifle Atzmeinu. Independent, no other hashpoes. The real Yid. Ein lecho ben chayrin, el ani she'oisek betalmud Torah. How did Chazal see this in the Pasuk? Ha-michtav, michtav elokim hu, chorus al aluchos. Al tikri chorus el chayus. What's the pshat? Al tikri. It's a play on words. Al tikri. Whenever you find al tikri, so al tikri this el that, so you can do whatever you like. Al tikri. Chas v'shalom. Chazal akdushin. We're yoyre to understand the emes and the oimek of Torah in a very deep way. V'kach kibalnu, whenever there's al tikri, it's an oimek in the pasuk. It's not stam a play on words, and it's not stam you can do whatever you like. Chazal wanted to understand. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us the Luchos, why did he do something which is very strange? He engraved the writing, the osius of the Luchos, onto the Luchos, me'eva le'eva, one side to the other. Aray, the Luchos were a mess. The Etzim Luchos, Rishonos, the Etzim Luchos were a mess. The Luchos were Ma'aseh Elokim. So why couldn't HaKadosh Baruch Hu write the Torah on the Luchos? You'll say because maybe eventually the ink will wear off. But if it's all a nest, so the Rebbe Lishon can make the ink, which will last forever. Why did he have to make chorus? Why was it engraved? And if he's engraving it, why did it have to be engraved from one side to the other? We don't really have the ganze machloikas. And you looked at the back of the Luchos, what was it? Mirror writing? The Pasha season was mirror writing. It was the inverted Oisius. If you have an Aleph, if Anoichi Hashem Elokecha starts here, so when you look at the back side, it's going to go backwards. Oh, but that's not Pashat. Yeshua, you know, from the back side, it also looked like, exactly like the front. Al kolponim, Chazal say, mem v'samach b'nei soya oimdim. A final mem and a samach are the two osius where they're completely, the inside is completely separate from the outside. Every other osius connected to the inside, connected to the rest of the page or whatever you call it, right? But mem v'samach, you're completely round. So the middle of the mem and the middle of the samach were hovering there, benes. Why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu do that? Choros al aruchos. Why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu make such a shinui ma'isa to give us aseres hadibros? Teretzis. What is Torah? If the Torah would have been written on the luchos, or even if it would have been engraved to somewhat in the Luchos, the Torah would be a shituf of the metzius of the Luach with the words, with the osius. But Torah is completely ruch. Torah is not chomri. So the etzim osius of the Torah were engraved all the way through. So when you looked at the ois, the etzem ois of the Torah doesn't have any chomrius in it whatsoever. Me'idach gisa, if it would have been written on the luchos, so then you'd have the ksav, you'd have the luach, which is, let's say, the guf, the chomrius, the material, and you have the Torah, which is put onto the luach. But be'etzim, if it would have been written in ink, the ksav would be something separate from the luach. It would just be sitting on the luach. The luach would just be the hechatimtzah to carry around the ksav, but the ksav is to be separate from the luach. When the Torah is chorus al aluchos, so the Torah on the one hand in it itself is not chomri, that on the other hand shapes the luach. It was engraved into the luach and gives the shape of the luach. So the Torah is on the one hand something which is not chomri, but on the other hand gives the whole tzura to the guf, to the chomer, to the luchos. They're not two separate things. The Torah has to come and give a whole tzura to the etzem mensch, to the etzem guf ha'odah. So Chazal saw the Be'etzim what HaKadosh Baruch Hu was teaching us by doing this massive ness of making the osius go all the way through, engraving it all the way through the stone, and on the other hand shaping the stone, were teaching us what is Torah all about. Torah brings a person above the guf, takes him out of the guf, brings him to a level of Seichel Elokim. And on the other hand, the Torah has to come along and shape the whole Tzuras HaChayim of the Loinei Torah. And that's Chayrus. Because Kol Zman, that there'd be any level of Seichel which is in the Guf, which is mushba by the guf. Let's say that it wasn't engraved all the way through. It was engraved on the stone. So I can only read the Torah at siruf of the engraving and the stone. That's like human seichel. Human seichel is a product of the guf, the yetzarim, and the seichel. And the person decides all sorts of things and figures out all sorts of things. That's the Koesha Seichel. That's, for example, which produces the idea of how do you remember people who are Nifta by standing still for 2 minutes. Abba Torah is a Seichel Eloki, a Seichel which is not Chomri at all. It's completely Ruchni. But on the other hand, that Seichel HaRuchni has to shape the life of the person who's been Mekayim the Torah. That's what can bring a person to true Chayrus. Kol Zman, a person is working through thinking how he's going to lead his life and all different decisions he takes in life, or I'll be his guf with his seichel, he's not chayrus. He's not free of his yetzer. He's not free of his tithes. He's not free of the cultures around him. All these things are mashpia. Ein lecho ben chorin ela misha oisek betalmud Torah. A person has to be meshabed his seichel to the seichel ha-Torah. Talmud Torah is limud ha-Torah. That makes a person free. That's what the luchos, which were chorus ala luchos, that's what came to teach us. How does a person become a ben chorin, a true ben chorin? How does a person activate the seichel that he has from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Tzelem Elokim Sheba, the Heilige Neshama which he has? How can he activate that? That should be his whole life. Ein lecha ben chorin ela misha oisek besalma Torah. And when a person leads his life, imposes the Torah Hashem, the seichel Eloki, on his guf, and that shapes his whole life, then harizeh nis'aleh. L'chol misha oisek betalmud Torah harizeh nis'aleh. Sh'nemer mimatan nachliel u'minachliel bamos. He's above the guf. He comes into HaKadosh Baruch Hu's world. They say over B'Shem L'Arizal that on Leil Seder there was a tremendous gilui. There's a matanu min hashamayim. And then it disappeared. And Klal Yisrael had to work through Madrega after Madrega till we got that Madrega ourselves. We were coined that Madrega. This Maisa is a Yisod, which we see in many, many places. For example, we know that a Uber in his mother's rechem is taught Kol HaTorah Kula. But then he comes into this world, and the Malach is Mashgiach the Torah from him. But then his whole life is to learn back the Torah which the Malach taught him. The Gons is a Meridik Pshat in the Mishnah in Ovis. Im Lamadata Torah Harbe, Al Tachzik Toibal Atzmecho, Kilokach Nutzorta. If you learnt a lot of Torah, don't hold yourself, it's not from you. Al Tachzik Toibal Atzmecho, Kilokach Nutzorta. All the Torah which we learn, we were given in the Rechem by the Malach. Kilokach Nutzorta. That's why they say, the pshat is yogato umotzosa. Torah is a metzia. A metzia is something I had and I lost and then I find it. When did I have the Torah? Teretz is, we had the Torah in the Rechem. Well, then we lost it when we were born. And all of our life of limud haTorah is a yegia to find that Torah again. Oh, Eba, say, why does HaKadosh Baruch Hu do it like that? Why do we have to have the Malach who teaches us all the Torah in the Rechem? Teretz is, without the first Nesina, that Matana, of giving the Torah, Be'etzem, it wouldn't be Shaykh to learn any Torah. First, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us the potential to reach all the Madregas we can reach. And then he takes that away, and we have to do it ourselves. And we're coming back to reach the Madregas which HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us. We're coming back to learn the Torah which HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us. Oh, but now it's Mikoyach our own Yegiyah. In Mitzrayim, it was the same thing. We came out in the Cheirus Oilom. The Rebbeinu Shem brought us out to Cheirus Oilom. That was Yetzias Mitzrayim. That Madrega Gedoyla. They were not tolly on anyone else. And we tell him, Ach Barak on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Matzazu shonu oichin al shumo. Al shum shlo hisvik mitzekes avesenu lahachnitz. Ad she niglo aleihem melech malchei hamlochim vegoalo. HaKadosh Baruch Hu vegoalo. Why do we have... It's not just Matzazu shonu oichin because we went out so quickly. It's not that. It was much more than that. B'shas Yitzir, we went into HaKadosh Baruch Hu's world. The speed ki b'chipozim yotzasom in Mitzrayim, the Yitzir's Mitzrayim was so quick. They made the dough inside Mitzrayim. They baked it as matzah outside Mitzrayim. So Yitzir's Mitzrayim was less than 18 minutes. And the whole of Yitzir's Mitzrayim was less than 18 minutes. Why? Because if you take a dough outside, you don't have 18 minutes anymore. 18 minutes is only when the sun's not shining on the dough. Once the sun's shining on the dough, then you don't have a shear of 18 minutes. It's machmits much quicker. So Yetzias Mitzrayim, they took the Batzeg with them. Yetzias Mitzrayim, from all the Yidden, from being in Mitzrayim until they came out of Mitzrayim, was less than 18 minutes. A plea and summa. They went into a world which is a gamli in ma'alam in ateva. And that's what matzah is besama. It's not the oilam achomri. A yid can patter himself, can get out of the oilam achomri, can be a ben choirin from the oilam achomri, and come to himself, what's the real yid? A neshama tahoira kadosha. That's what a real yid is. That's what a real yid is. And that matana HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us on Pesach. That started on Pesach. That was the later. That was, if you like, not even the later, the Ibur. When we were in the Rechem, the matana, to have that madrega. Oh, but the tachlis is not to get a free gift. The tachlis is we have to work on it and get to it ourselves.
So that Madrega is Nistar. And now work on it, Madrega after Madrega after Madrega. And that's Sfiras HaOmer. And do what you can do. What you can do is count 49. And then you can get Mikoichas Atzmeinu, we can arrive at that Bechinah of Lamala Min HaTeva, Bechinah's Chamishi. We can't count Chamishi, Meinachanami, that's an Oilam Lamala. But we can do everything we can do to get ad v'loy ad bichlal, then we come to the Bechina of Shavuos. Atzeres. Says the Ramban, it's called Atzeres by Chazal, because Hakol Ne'etzareino. How does the Ramban define Matan Torah? Zman Matan Torah Seinu is Shavuos. How does he define it? He doesn't say it's the day when we got the Torah. He says much more. Asher boy neitzru Yisrael yachdov lavoides okel yisbarach. Asher boy neitzru Yisrael yachdov lavoides okel yisbarach. In Voischanon he says Asher. Herom is Ishoi Hagdoilam. The matzah of Matan Torah was a matzah of the Michutz of Derech HaTeva. Because that's what a Yid is, Be'etzim. A Yid is an Eshom et Ahoyra Michutz of Derech HaTeva. A Yid is a person who leads his life al pi Torah Hashem, al pi the Seichel Hashem. Chorus al Aluchos, he takes the Torah and he imposes the Torah. That's Kihem Chayenu. Torah is supposed to be our life. There's a famous Maisa. I don't know if it's famous, but things which sometimes you hear lots of times, so you think it's famous, even though nobody else ever heard the Maisa. Oh, but it was once in a Sefer Rabbonim. They were talking about Torah. And one of the Rabbonim stood up and said, Torah is the air which we breathe. And Reb Baruch Be'er was there. And Reb Baruch Be'er stood up and made a mechah. Torah is the air we breathe. Chas v'sholem. Torah is etzem chayim. Torah is not something separate. The air we breathe is something outside of us. Torah is kihem chayenu. Torah is the shape of our whole lives. Kihem chayenu. It's not just the air we breathe. The air we breathe would be the luchos, and then it would be written on the luchos, two separate things. Or it would be engraved into the luchos, and al yidei, the choymer of the luchos, would have the Torah. Chas v'sholem, it's choros al haluchos. Torah is etzim chayim, kihem chayenu, v'oirech yomeinu. What's oirech yomeinu? Oirech yomeinu is oilem haba. Oilem shekulei aruch. Yom shekulei aruch. Torah is a metzias which brings us in this world kihem chayenu and brings us into the world of HaKadosh Baruch Hu Olam Haba. Baruch Elokeinu Shebe'ono Lichvoidoi V'hibdilonu Min HaToyim V'nasa Lanu Torah's Emes. He gave us the Torah of Emes. Torah's emes is a Torah shel ha-emes, not Torah amitis. Torah amitis would be, he gave us the true Torah. Torah is not just the true Torah. Torah is the Torah, the hira, the hadrocha, how to become emes. V'chaye olam not abesoicheinu. Through Torah we go into chaye olam. The reshaif is the malam in ateva. Sfiras HaOmer. So we count 49 days. Mida, Gvul. That's all we can count. Shavuos, Yom HaChamishim. Yom HaChamishim, Takrit, Minchah Chadasha. Come to the Yom HaChamishim. But the vort is, we have to do it ourselves. The Matanah started, yes, Zman Chiruseinu started with the Matana of Yetzias Mitzrayim. But now we have to do it ourselves. We have to make ourselves into B'nai Chayim. This is our avodah. Yemeya sphere, that we should be koine that madrega of chayrus. When we learn Torah, we have to realize that Torah has to shape our whole life. Torah isn't just imposed onto the guf, just write it on the guf. No, Torah has to be chorus ala luchos. I have to live al pi the seichel haTorah. I have to ingrain the seichel haTorah into my life. That has to be my life. It can't be two separate things. For many, many people, they're two separate things. There's the life I lead, the physical life. I eat, I sleep, I do all sorts of things. I work. And then there are the mitzvahs which come every so often and tell me to do something a bit different. I get up in the morning, I go daven shacharis for a few minutes, I put on tefillin for a few minutes, and then I go to work, and then I start leading my life like a normal person. Has the shacharis got anything to do with the rest of my day? Has the tefillin got anything to do with the rest of my day? Has the tzitzis that I wear got anything to do with the rest of the day? Even if I'm from and I wear my tzitzis out, do I ever think about my tzitzis? Is that magdi me? Does it do anything for me? And some people, it comes midday sometimes, so they remember to daven mincha, they put on their Jewish hat, and they're a yid for a few minutes. Then they take it off and you go back to being a goy. Then kamuvon nowadays is very popular. Before work, after work, during work, you do the daf. Mitzvah, Talmud Torah. It's chorus al aluchos. You do the daf. The daf doesn't do you. The daf doesn't do anything for you. Just do the daf. A boy say for some people, it's much better than they wouldn't. Rabada, not talking about that. Oh, but what are we supposed to be? What are yin supposed to be? B'nei chayrim. Now, that wasn't why HaKadosh Baruch Hu took us out of Mitzrayim, so we could fresh ourselves like the Mitzrim and live a life like a Mitzri, only with a yarmulke. There wasn't the tachlis of the Yomim Tovim that we could behave like a complete goy. Go and take the most megushimdike hotels and zachen that make programs and live like the real grubber goy. The meridike sifor noy. At the beginning of the parasha of the Moedos, pshat in posuk, eile Moed Hashem mikray kodesh, asher tikru oisam b'moedom. Sorry, that's the second time. The first time, da'abel b'li Yisrael amart alem, Moed Hashem, asher tikru oisam mikray kodesh, eile hei Moedoy. That's the hakdama to the whole parasha, including Shabbos. What does it mean? Moedei Hashem, Asher Tikru Oysa Mikroi Kodesh, Elohei Moedoi. He says, these days are the Moedei Hashem. These days, Miuchotik days, including Shabbos. Rashi doesn't learn like that. Rashi learns that Shabbos is not Nichlal in the Moedim. The Zibonim says Shabbos also Nichlal, Kal B'Choymer. In Kiddush, we say that Rashi is Tchilon of Moedei HaKodesh. Says, these are Zmanim Miyuchodim Asher Ivoed Lechoshoma. Moyadim is the Zman when the Shekhinah comes. Dibe be Moyadim Asher Beshvisosom Yechavein Lishmois Vimaisa Hedyet.
Biksosom legamri kinyan Shabbos v'yom Kippurim v'lelzik v'kulam v'toyra v'iskei kodesh. K'moshe omru v'yom ashvi Shabbos l'ashem elekecho. Shetishmosh mimelachnecho v'yaiskecho kuloi l'ashem elekecho. And Biksosom is less shvisa. Vakavona bohem the other boadim sheim simcha sayon sheyismach yisob oisob yeh aisek biksasa biiske koidish ke omram sal yoyim toiv chetzi lashem chetzi lachem upazetish reshchin al yisob li sofek zokter eile moyadei Hashem ashetikru oisob mikroi koidish. If you make the Moyadei Hashem into Mikroi Kodesh, that's the tachlis of the Moyadei Hashem. Eile hei Moyadoi, hei oisom ha Moyadim she'erzabom. Omnom, zokter, kesheloi tikro oisom Mikroi Kodesh. Avnu Mikroi Choyl, ve'esik mechai shah, ve'tanugus bnei odom bilvad, if the ganze tachlis is just chalant, lo yu ba'adai, avli yu ba'adai chem sona nafshi. Bo'adai Hashem, ashetukru oisom, mikroi kodesh, eilehein bo'adai. That's the bo'adai Hashem, that's where the Shekhinah comes. Eilecha ben choyrin, elavisha oisik batoyu. We're going, now in these days, Sfiras Ha'oimer, the Saba Kabbalah says the tachlis of the sphere is not to count, it's to be meisim lev on these days. We're in a special tekufa. We're in the tekufa of hacholif and matan Torah, which is that we mikoyach ourselves, our own yegia, should get back to that madrega of cheirus, to be the real yid, to be the neshama tahora which we all have been given. And not to live like a goy, not to copy any goyish zachen. What do we need it for? We're the Am Hashem. This is the tkufa. We were given the matana of Zman Cheruseinu, and now we have to go and oile hareze misale till we get to the Yoyma Chamishim, the Bechina Shmini, the Bechina of Bineza El Hashem Yisbarach. Yoim Shavuos.